Questions, questions. There are a couple of questions. No, it's not. Oh, in the box. Okay. Yeah, written questions are best. I'm going to have a look at them before I start answering them. Why do demigods give benedictions that can be used against them? An example is Lord Shiva and the head explosion. The exploding head. What's the name of that demon? Vrikasura. Vrika. Vrika means wolf. Wolf or jackal, like that. Well, they are, after all, demigods. And they're not the Supreme Lord. And their function is to give benedictions to materialistic people. It's one of their functions. And materialistic people, they desire things many times. Well, they desire things for their own benefit, which means to go against the benefit of others. So especially Lord Shiva is known as being very merciful to the very fallen people with very wicked desires. So that's his mercy. You may think it's not very intelligent, but that is the nature of a great personality also. We see also Dronacharya taught Drishtadyumna the art of fighting, knowing very well that Drishtadyumna was born with the specific purpose of killing himself, Drona. And that's the symptom of a broad-minded, generous personality. He doesn't consider it's my duty to teach. He has come as a student. All right, I'll teach him. So Lord Shiva, yes, I have to, that's my function, to give boons. So if people use it against me, well, I have to take that. I was in a situation where someone from the kitchen asked one devotee to urgently wash the dishes. The devotee answered that he already has 3 hours of service today. Can you please tell me how to look on this situation and not to be angry and not to do some offense? Well, I don't know all the circumstances. See, often people tell me, well, this devotee did this and did that, but you, before this is in any civilized legal system also, before you come to a conclusion, you have to ask the person who is apparently at fault what was actually going on. It seems like it's very bad, right? That it might seem like it's very bad, but you might not understand all the circumstances behind it. At face value, it looks very bad. How to not get angry? Well, you could go and wash the dishes yourself, couldn't you? Work off all your anger on those dishes. In that situation. But you could say, well, I also had 3 hours of service. And then where does that put you? Yeah. So, yeah, you can do.
One is small comments and one is question. One small comments is about comparison between Yamaraj and Srila Prabhupada. Yamaraj was also teaching Yamadutas about holy names and
Yeah, that's Yeah, the thing is that with there's just some examples, but if you start to think, there can be so many.
Okay.
So many things. So that's a nice meditation.
A question. In your Ramayana, what you give us, actually we have translated in Croatian language, most of time we can hear from heaven, I don't know, Ram said, now I will prohibit it to you, Parashuram, that you go in heaven, and the father of Ram come from heaven, Indra bring him after this war down, and everything is heaven, heaven, heaven. It's not mentioned spiritual world.
You mean in Ramayana?
Yes.
Just a second.
If you can tell us how we can understand that Dasharat not in spiritual world, and I don't know, Parashuram also is prohibited to go to...
Well, the Acharyas explain that often the word Swarga is used in this to mean Vaikuntha. That can be there. And also, the Shastras, especially Ramayana, is meant for widespread dissemination among common people, you can say. It's not so much a philosophical work. Actually, it is, but at face value, it's not a philosophical work like the Vedanta Sutras, which are meant for very intellectual, philosophical people. But it's the Ramayana is for everyone, and mostly people are interested in material gain. But if they become attracted to Ram, which naturally happens if you hear about Ram again and again and again, then you want to join him in entering the Sarayu at the end of life and going with him to the eternal Ayodhya. Anything else? Give the mic. Well, just give it here first. And we'll afterwards go over there.
A few days ago, you mentioned that the name of Lord who came on Garuda to save Gajendra was Krishna. And maybe many years ago, when Purnachandra Maharaj, Prabhu Maharaj, actually, sorry, was here, there was this discussion in one moment regarding Tulsi Pranam Mantra and Vishnu Bhakti or Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi. So then he mentioned that Lord Krishna is called by gopis, it's in Srimad Bhagavata, like Vishnu.
Yeah, actually this point just came up in Russia, and I also made the same point.
Yeah, and now we have Vishnu who is called Krishna. So if you maybe a little bit just elaborate.
Well, I was just reading from a translation from the Divya Prabandham, in which it was specifically said that it was Krishna. How accurate the translation is, I don't know, but that's what I got. Krishna is Vishnu. Vishnu is Krishna, but Krishna can manifest as Vishnu, but not vice versa. Yeah, please.
I would like to understand deeper relationships among Atma, Jiva and free will. Or in this context, what is actually the free will of Atma Jiva as part of a small particle of...
We have the free will to choose to serve Krishna or not to serve Krishna. That is our minute independence.
Although that's Krishna particle from his point of view.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gave his particle to choose among him and other things.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You could choose specific instances of free will to wear dress according to the standard dress code of this camp, for instance. There's a general and then there's specific. Yeah, so you're holding the mic, is that just to hold it because someone has to hold it, or do you want to ask a question? You just held it. Okay. All right, anything, anyone? No? All right, then chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda. We continue kirtan.